I just wanted to call and tell you I'm a member of PETA.
You're a member of PETA?
Yeah, people enjoying tasty animals.
Oh. I was people... Don't get my hopes up, man. I thought you were an actual PETA member.
Nah, those people are freaks, man. Come on. I mean, think about it, okay? I mean, as humans, I mean, as people, like, civilized people, I mean, you shouldn't have to have a group, you know, to say, oh, those poor animals. I mean, come on.
Well, it depends. You know, I think PETA would be okay if they weren't so, like, if they didn't just pick on everything. You know what I mean? It's like someone who comes, like, yesterday I was talking about, if you go off on a complete stranger, they're just going to think you bitch about everything. You know what I mean? If you complain about everything, then no one hears anything you say that's actually important. You know, like that video with B. Arthur showing them chopping off the chicken beaks while they're alive is pretty disturbing. And you're like, yeah, maybe KFC shouldn't, you know, be getting the chicken ready to cook before it's dead yet, you know?
Like, yeah, things like that.
That makes sense. Yeah. But then,
I mean,
you know...
We're
hurting animals' feelings or whatever, that's when you start getting into shady territory.
Yeah. That's what makes them freaks.
Yeah.
You know. But hey, animals taste good. And if God wouldn't have wanted us to eat animals, he wouldn't have made them out of meat.
Well, how do you know people don't taste good? Have you ever eaten a person?
Not that I know of.
See? I've heard human flesh is actually quite tasty.
Don't look at me like that.
I'll Jerry-Ann, leave you that know. One to someone else.
Yeah, well, Jerry Ann. Come on.
See, that just goes back to the whole civilization thing, you know? I mean, we can't go around eating each other, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, Jerry-Ann, I'm waiting for Jerry-Ann to... Go ahead.
I don't see what the big deal is, why we can't go around eating each other.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know.
It's free country.
I just walk down the street, someone walks up, takes a bite, you know?
Yeah. You can't eat a live person, guys. You're being ridiculous. You have to wait for him to die first.
Yeah, you don't want to get salmonella or anything.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you got to cook them 160, right?
Yeah.
360 well, for degrees? About 15 minutes.
Yeah, if you want a crock pot style, yeah, you're going to want to have a low temperature all day long. It'll be more tender, for sure. But
yeah, fall right off the bone.
Yeah.
All right, man. You guys have a great day.
All right, you do the same, man.
Bye-bye.
What the hell is wrong with you? I contributed. I understand. Oh, by the way, don't put peanut butter on your cooked person either.
Yeah. That just ruins the whole cooking then.
At least not right now. Once everything settles down, and it'll be cool. Go ahead.
Since everyone's talking about how crappy it is to have an hour drive or whatever and have nothing to do but call you, I'll go ahead and confess too. I'm a loser. I have nothing to do for an hour every morning and every evening except to call you and drive.
It's okay, man. That's good. That's good for us, right?
Yeah, yeah. At least you get someone stupid to put on the air, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay.
All right, man.
Cool. Well,
we appreciate it.
Free for all Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still kind of emotional about not getting my gas can back.
Oh, yeah?
And,
okay.
Why does it always have to be me that goes into the fast food place when there's nobody there and still have to stand there for 10 minutes waiting on a double croissant witch? Why does it have to be me, Stoops?
I don't know, man.
Four people standing around flipping little sausage patties looking at me like I'm the retard.
Did you do something to anger the fast food gods?
I'm doing it right now.
What's
I'm
that?
Calling them out.
Oh, you're calling them out.
That's right.
So you think the fast food restaurants can paint the future like the guy from Heroes, and that's how they knew you were going to talk smack, and then they went, you know, decided to give you bad service?
I don't know what the hell you just said, but okay.
All right.